Welcome to the Christopher Peter series, part of the Christopher Peter Review. A lot of great football was played this weekend unless you are a fan of a team from New York that is not located in the Empire State. Big games at the college level as well. In a season that is, really. The football weekend started with the return to New Orleans by Super Bowl winning head coach Sean Payton. In a weekend where his Super Bowl winning quarterback Drew Brees was being honored, Payton and Brees came to a city where the Saints were not really known for competitive football, and reeling from a direct hit from Hurricane Katrina. Nice moment to reminisce, but Sean Payton made his return visit a successful one. For the Denver Broncos, who dominated the Saints with their rookie quarterback in place for injured Derek Carr, the Saints were the talk of the league for the first 2 weeks following strong offensive performances, but they have fallen out of relevancy by losing five straight. The big game in college football was the matchup between the Texas Longhorns and the Georgia Bulldogs. Texas dominated their fierce rival the week before and really had a letdown this week, where the Georgia Bulldogs simply dominated them. Regardless of who was at quarterback, there was no real change in competitiveness with Arch Manning taking over, but he is still somewhat inexperienced. Texas was fined for the fans throwing garbage on the field $250,000. Now the Oregon Ducks take over the lead in the national rankings, followed by those Bulldogs. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish won again, bolstering their chances of making the playoff field this year. The landscape of college football is wide open, and that makes it very exciting to watch. We are not used to seeing Alabama struggle this much, after many years of consistent contention under Nick Saban. This is a new environment and landscape. College football is now a battle between the Big Ten and the SEC with Notre Dame hanging around. I still believe that my suggestion of dividing college football in geographic regions could work, and end the realignment trends in the direction they are already heading. Now, onto the Sunday action. Saquon Barkley made his long-awaited return to New Jersey to take on his former team in the New York Giants, a team that controversially chose to double down on a quarterback that is largely viewed as underperforming over the face of the franchise. Now, Barkley is rejuvenated in Philly. In my Eagles' first division matchup, they again started slow, but really came to life in the second quarter and never looked back. Barkley outgained the Giants all by himself, as the Eagles returned to the run game in a big way. When the Eagles are at their best, the run game is a staple of their offense. Also, when they are able to throw off the run game, they are highly unstoppable when they can achieve a balance or slightly run-dominant approach. As much talent as they have in their receiving core and tight ends, the running game is important for this team. It always has been. The Commanders had an easy win and Dallas had their bye week, but Jaden Daniels was injured in the game against the Panthers, so they might have to rely on former Titans, Falcons, and Eagles quarterback and Marcus Mariota to lead their offense with other former Eagles players. The big game in the afternoon was the Super Bowl rematch with the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs visiting the underperforming San Francisco 49ers. The biggest defeat the Niners suffered on Sunday was losing Brandon Ayuk to a season-ending injury. Brock Purdy threw three picks and Patrick Mahomes threw two, but the Chiefs continue rolling. The Packers secured another win with a last-second field goal. The Bills won again, and the Pittsburgh Steelers had a great weekend. New York versus Pennsylvania did not go well for New York this weekend. Aaron Rodgers came into Acrisure Stadium and once again suffered a dominating defeat. The Steelers finally turned their offense over to Russell Wilson, as planned in the offseason, and he did not disappoint once he got warmed up after the first half. The Jets are going all in this year but are making the pursuit of a title as difficult as it can be by continuing to lose while the Bills and others continue to win. There are not many open spots in the AFC, so the Jets really need to focus on making their run sooner than later. The Detroit Lions remain a dominant force in the NFC North. They gave the Minnesota Vikings their first loss of the season and now will take over the division lead by their early head-to-head victory. The Lions and Vikings both have one loss and are playing really good football consistently. The Browns will finally turn to Jameis Winston starting their next game. Not by choice, but by injury after Deshaun Watson suffered an Achilles injury. The Browns are at the basement of the division and their in-state rival just threw more dirt on them. The Bengals now have their third win of the season and won two straight games. They may not be a championship team, maybe not a playoff team yet, but at least they will give a fight on the field. They are playing better. Hopefully not next week though. The Ravens kept pace with the Steelers by easily dominating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa, where Baker Mayfield saw many of his targets leave the game with injury, especially the injury by Chris Godwin. The Los Angeles Chargers lost a close game to the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray is really having a quiet good season despite his team being under the 500 mark even with this win. The Chargers lose on the road. So my Super Bowl pick is not looking real good right now. The Niners may not make the playoffs, let alone reach the Super Bowl. The Seahawks won this weekend, so they will enjoy a one-game lead over the Niners and Cardinals. The Niners do have a get-right game with the Dallas Cowboys, a team they dominate recently. A big controversy this week was Jerry Jones threatening to replace a radio show team because he did not like the questions during his weekly radio appearance. People do not like when the powerful flex their muscles on the little guy. Now, on to the World Series that starts this Friday. The Los Angeles Dodgers will take on the New York Yankees in a highly anticipated matchup. The Dodgers with Shohei Ohtani and the Yankees with Aaron Judge. Will the Judge and the Yankees not like the verdict when that deep lineup of the Dodgers comes around? The New York Yankees are my second favorite team to my beloved Philadelphia Phillies, who came up short. They have fierce lineup in their own right with Juan Soto as well. The Yankees are playing well in terms of both run production and stopping opponents from scoring. But it will be very interesting to see how the Yankees pitching can stand up to that lineup that just hit the lights out of the Mets. I think the Dodgers will win in 6, but I could see the Yankees winning in 7 as well. The Dodgers have played well this postseason and their pitching has performed well too. Just a deeper, slightly better team than the Yankees is what I fear is the case right now. Cannot wait for the series to start.